a little bit down the road from there. We've got a little bit of over 100 acres that goes in kind of behind the Wyatts, and 8 acres of that is on the same side of the road as what you're, you know, where we're looking at. Not that piece right there that you were just on, but the one, that one. There's 8 acres right there. You know, I've never really thought about ever building anything on that side of the road. I just call that sort of the bluff side of the road, and it just, you know, it's steep. What concerns me about this, and, you know, I'm not opposed to anybody building and doing anything on their own land. It's just that when I look at the lot between me and the scenic view, years ago there was somebody that tried to develop that, got denied. It was, I think, more because of the sewer and the septic and those kind of issues. It wasn't setback so much, but it concerns me that we're now looking at, if we give setbacks here, what are we going to do on this the next time somebody's coming in to want to build on that side? You know, are we going to make exceptions there, variances there, to allow, you know, 3 or 4 more homes to be built in there that are in an area that's pretty steep to start with, and now we've got more driveways that we're concerned with, and I don't know, we're just setting a little bit of precedence that I think that more homes could be built right along there. Be my question, I guess. Okay. Or comment.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf of this variance?
My name is Dan Wyatt, and I'm across from Scenic Overview, and I know what the lot that he is talking about there, and it was discouraged to build there before because of the setback, and I built a house on the opposite side, and you know, I got the regulations and everything, and did it, got the back set like I should. And the house below that lot is now, it's been approved, but just a week or so ago, he was trying to back like a boat trailer in there. Couldn't get it off the road, blocked traffic both ways. And then they had a box truck, and it was having a difficult time getting in. And really, it probably shouldn't have been approved. But the lot, I don't know if anyone's been there, but it drops off rapidly. And of course, I know there's new types of sewer and everything, but it's down to the Taney Como. And like I say, I know different times I've wanted to build or something, and I try to get it correct to begin with, or have the builder do that. But anyway, you guys are the boss. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf of this variance? Okay. Applicant, you'd have an opportunity to speak again if you'd like.
I don't necessarily need to speak again unless you guys have more questions for me.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for him?
Well, I do have a question. If you're denied tonight, are you going to go ahead with the 35-foot setback and build a house?
I would,
because you have the driveway evidently figured out.
Sorry, I cut you off. Sorry, say that again, the last part.
Because you have the driveway figured out with MoDOT. That was a concern that we had originally, was the driveway.
Yeah, the driveway is figured out. I mean, in the end goal, we would love for it to be 30-foot, and just to make it a little bit safer for the people that end up buying the house, and just for structure of the foundation and everything like that. But if it was denied, I would have to talk to the partners and see what they would or want to do, if they're wanting to try to go about it a different way or do a different type of meeting and see if we can go and figure out if there's a different set of rules or something like that. Or I'm not exactly sure, but once we get to that point, we'll just have to see where we go. But
yeah. All right. Anybody else have any questions?
I would like to see the topography again.
Okay. All right. We're going to close this then for board discussion.
Can we see, you've marked the 30-foot where we were talking about, 30-foot from the property line.
It's about straight with the other house there.
So a couple.
You could see where, if you go from that point the additional depth of the house.
5 feet.
Another 30 feet from there. Where does that end up?
I'm a little confused.
The 30 feet is going to be the house.
Where's the back of the house going to wind up at?
Yeah, I do not know how big his house is.
30 feet.
30 feet. Oh, I thought that was 30 feet there. Well, I'm sorry.
So it'd be 60 feet from the
60 feet from the property line.
There you go.
Where did you guys get right. that off that drawing, I guess?
Yes. Okay. And he's what he just said was the house was 30 foot deep.
Yeah.
Is he locked in on that?
So there you go. That's if it was at the 30
foot. That's a good point. I see what you're saying now.
Yes.
You got more than half.
So the argument we had last time, if I remember correctly, was they didn't want to compromise on changing it from the 25 because he's worried about the backyard being right at the drop-off because of the safety. It looks like even if you move it back 5 more feet, if you reduce it the 5 to the 30 foot versus the 25, that there still is a little bit of a backyard there, not just immediate drop-off. Is that what you're seeing, too?
Yeah, I was curious.
What if you go ahead and get the other 5 feet? It doesn't look, exactly. looks to me like it's the same,
65
the same elevation.
Start over. Yeah, right. 65 total.
65, right show us where 65 feet is from the property line.
See, it's in the same elevation line.
Yeah.
So whether it's
doesn't
5
change,
feet
or doesn't change it.
That 5 foot or the 10 foot doesn't change it at all for elevation.
In my logic, I didn't think you guys closed some. I wasn't sure.
Well, I think since we kind of, I think that would be a topic we'd allow you to talk on if you'd like to.
It's about being off the steepness as just as, we don't want to be right on the edge, but we'd like to be off of it just a little bit. If we were to stay at the 35 and be at 65 foot off the property line, we would be right on the edge of where it gets steep. We would like to stay forward from that. And then on top of that, I mean, it's not technically drawn on there, but these houses have back decks on them that will be then off over the cliff edge that we would.
So we're not talking about a 30-foot house, we're talking about a 40-foot house.
A 30-foot house with a 10-foot deck on the back.
So
yeah,
it's 40-foot house under roof.
Technically with the structure would be 40 feet, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
measured to from the vertical structure.
The deck wouldn't have a roof over the top of it unless the customer asked us to put it on there, then we would. But
pull 75 foot off the right of way. You're still in the same, line. You're in the same elevation.
But elevation. And if you're putting it at 30 foot off the
that's
front.
That's at 40 foot. That's a 40 foot house and 35 foot off the state right.
Without changing anything.
You're at the same elevation.
I understand what you're saying.
Same elevation.
Didn't change it any.
The same thing, I mean, if you were to put it at 30 foot, like when someone pointed out, I remember who it was, it's lining up with the front of the other house. It's I don't.
But that's immature at this point either.
Okay.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's just, we're just trying to stay off that back.
Did you see the lines from there, David? Falls in the same elevation line.
Yeah.
It looks like it might go down another 2 feet off that one elevation line.
It also kind of depends on where the deck is.
Yeah. It won't go all the way across the house.
It shows,
it does get steeper towards the other end.
Not really.
It doesn't really pick where the deck is on that house.
That doesn't. I can give you a piece of paper that would show the deck on it.
Well, if
because
you
it's not because it's not built right now.
Matter.
The deck, yeah, it could be
anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it could definitely change. This is the one that is going on this lot right here. So this deck would be on that steeper side.
Be on the north side of the house.
It's just next to the.
But that would put the deck closer to this side over here where it is a little bit more steep. And like you said, I mean, it could be changed.
Can I see that, please?
No.
Yeah, I guess it would be nice to know what you're talking about.
But not necessarily setting a precedent.
No. Just stating a fact. Okay. All right. Was there anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to close this back down.
Not that I can. Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is the only lot that we're discussing right now.
Correct.
This has already been approved.
Because of the driveway change.
Because of the driveway change.
And there's a big difference in elevations between the lot on the north and this one. This one flattens out on the back, even if you keep it with the 35-foot standard setback. He's going to be within the same contour line at the back of the house, even with the deck on it at 40 foot. So I don't see how that's going to be a hardship to not allow that variance.
I agree with Mr. Persinger.
It's an unusual case.
Well, if it dropped off severely between the 35-foot and the 30-foot setback, it could be a little bit of a problem. But I do not, since it's falling in the same contour lines, I think that's kind of immaterial. And it's not going to have a backyard. But, I mean, that's not hard to build.
I'm challenged with it a little bit because I do feel like that 5 foot difference does make a big difference on this.
Not in the contours, it doesn't.
Maybe not in the contours, but again, I'm looking at the monster undue hardship is the fact that you do have a big drop off back there. And so, can you build on the edge? Sure. I can see where his argument is the safety of not being right on the edge. I could see that argument.
But 5 feet's not going to make any difference if it's on the edge or not, in my opinion.
Guys, there's another point is that. You know, we're also looking at the King County Beacon picture right here as though this is gospel, and we all know that it's not.
Yeah.
So without an accurate topography, we really don't know if this is accurate. I mean, if you could depend on that as being accurate, that would be one thing.
But well, zoom in, because it seemed like it's not far off on that part, because I know what we... What was it we looked at last time? Was it a power pole or was it the corner or something? We looked at something that we were able to determine.
The power pole right there where you had your pointer on the north lot.
I cannot get any closer than that.
Okay. Can the applicant please put a finger on where the boat shed is? Where is that corner pin at again? Is it is it right there?
It is close to right here. It's not in this concrete, so it's definitely in front of it. But, I mean, this looks like it's kind of going around the edge of the concrete.
And
I don't know how far it is off of it.
So what we determined last time, if I remember correctly, there's like a manhole or something we saw that we said that's right about. Okay, is that it right there?
Yeah, there's a manhole there, and the sewer ends right here for these two lots.
Okay.
But I know that...
And didn't you say that the 30-foot was about even with the existing house that's
correct,
already built
yeah.
to the south?
Well, when it would be really, really, really close to even with that next-door house. I think he has it surveyed right now at 26-foot off the property line. And to me, it's not 26-foot for sure. That next house is definitely set back just a little bit more. But I'm not going on the neighbor's property to measure.
But, right. So you're saying that it is maybe even a little bit further or closer to the 35-foot setback.
The neighbor's house?
Measured. Yeah.
I would say it's closer to the
straight 35. Right away to the edge of that house.
Just looking at it, I didn't
right.
measure it.
Yeah.
But
well,
I
looked at it, but I didn't go down and compare the house
was it, sorry,
where it's set.
34-foot is what Cody measures it at.
I know that this right here is not right in the middle of this shed. It's definitely over here.
Yeah, no, I remember that too, because I remember we talked about how the fence over there on that whole park pull-in thing is more where the property line is, so it all shifts over.
It all shifts to the north.
Yes,
yeah,
right to there.
Yeah,
that's where the property line is.
The property line is on the other side of the guardrail.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that existing house is at 34 foot by his measurement from the state right away.
Interesting.
And how wide is that house from the right away to the back of the house?
34 plus.
Oh, that house is 34,
the
what you're saying.
House with that deck, that's probably a 10-foot
so
deck.
So it's in compliance.
It's 80-foot.
Very close.
It's probably an illusion because of the way that it's all... Okay, what did that come out to, Cody?
81 feet.
81.
to the back of that deck. We don't know the